from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, the Rangers know that big wins come from bold plays. That's why the original Louisiana brand hot sauce is the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce flavor favors the bold. It also brings to you our interview with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. How's it going?
We're doing okay. Now, I've always been curious about this. I don't know if I've asked you this before, but we've got a day game today. I'm sure it could be a little different if the roof's open or if you're playing outdoors. Do you like the day game as opposed to the night game, or do you prefer the night game because you just get into that routine and that's a lot of times when you'll play?
You know, I've always liked day games. I don't know. I guess probably because that's when I played a lot, those Sunday day games. But, no, I'm good with day games. I mean, we're flying out after the game. We are off tomorrow, so we could have had a night game. I'm guessing the player's preference probably would have been have a day game today. It just breaks it up a little bit, gives you a chance to, you know, relax in the evening, have a nice dinner, whatever. You know, there will be some families, I'm sure, going to Cleveland since we have a day off there.
Now, Chris Young was on our station on Monday, and he was just talking about the season in general, and he said, this is not what we expected, and I expect our players to be as equally embarrassed as I am about how we've played. Do you think that's a fair way to put the season, and do you get that sense in the clubhouse?
I missed the first part of that. You broke up on me.
Yeah, Chris Young was with us on Monday, and he said, just talking about the season in general, this is not what we expected, and I expect our players to be as equally embarrassed as I am about how we've played. Is that a fair way to put the season, and do you get that sense from any of the players?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think they're all disappointed at how it's gone this year, you know, with the offense. Yeah, I'm sure as a group, yeah, it is, you know, embarrassing for us to, you know, play the way we did last year and, you know, to end up having the season go like this. And it's not over, but I'll say this, you know, I check with guys, you know, if they need a day, whatever, they all want to play. They all want to try to finish strong. And I think that's important for the club, for the fans, for all of us. And, you know, you never know. You still could get on a crazy streak. We've been saying that for a while, but ran into a buzzsaw last night, obviously. But, I think we got to look at, you know, each of us got to, you know, look at each other and, I mean, ourselves and us as a group collectively and just say, hey, we got work to do. And I've said, you know, this game is sort of humble, or the guys who are about to be humbled, and it's a humbling season for us.
You know, Boach, as a lifelong Rangers fan, we never experienced what we experienced last year. All three of us been, you know, like, since we were a kid, it was the pinnacle of our Rangers fandom. And the other thing is, you know, we've never experienced defending a title either. And, you know, you've gone through that a few times. How trying is a season after defending a title? It's got to be a long off season. I've just always been curious of, is it kind of this, like, a little bit of a lull after that? Or how do you get the guys to rally back after winning the big one?
It's obvious. I haven't had a lot of luck because I've never repeated. I look at every championship, and next year they've all been a little bit different. The first one, I go back to San Francisco when Posey got involved in that home plate collision. We lost him, but we hung in there. We played pretty good. 1 year it was the pitching that we lost two or three starters that year that made it tough. But still, and we all have injuries, the teams, and you got to find a way to overcome them. And we've had a tough time doing that. And I'll keep repeating myself on this. You need your guys to have their normal years, and that has not happened. It's hard to put a finger on why. Already tired. I don't think it's complacency. They adjusted to us, but this is why we got to look at ourselves and figure a way that we can come back and be the team that we were last year. And that's what we're hoping to do here the next 6 weeks is figure that out now, so we go to off season and have a lot of confidence about where we're at and the guys that we have, because you look at this core group, it's there's not a better core group, I think, in baseball. But we're playing up to our standard, and so it's important again that we realize how important these games are, and for us to finish strong.
But you talked about having kind of the normal season or ordinary numbers, the numbers that at the end of the year are usually consistent for your players. What's interesting, and I was looking at this last night, didn't know you were going to say what you just said, is I was looking at certain players on your team, and last year they never had a better year offensively in their life, especially if you look at the last 4 years of their career. And this year they've never had a worse year in their career. And so I was wondering, I know you're not the general manager, you're the manager, but when you're evaluating your players and you've been with these guys for almost 2 years, is it tough for you to evaluate when you look at certain guys and go, well, they've never been better in their life for me last year, and they've never been worse in their career than they are this year?
Yeah, these are things that CY and I are talking about, and I know he's talking about with his group. Where we're at with these players, who are they? What's our identity? Both as we look at the individual players and us as a group collectively, and what we want to be, and that can cover everything, not just hitting. It can cover defense, base running, athleticism, of course, pitching, number one thing. But it's pretty obvious this year. Yeah, I think you can look at the offense. It's just the numbers are way down, and that's been our big issue. And as you saw last night, we didn't see many games like that. But to your point, now you have to evaluate, okay, are we the team that we were last year, or are we closer to being in the middle between this year and last year? And so these are decisions that we have to make, areas that we need to get better at, where we can get better. And again, you look at the position players on the field. I mean, these are our guys. What we get.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Got to address and find a way to get back to where we were last year. And trust me, the hitting guys are working every day, man. They're trying to, you know, find a way to come out of this thing. And but I will say right now, you know, as a group, they've been beat up, and you know, they're fighting hard to come out of it, I think. But you know, it's just been going, you know, going on really for the most part this season. And so I think at the end of the season, you know, these are going to be some tough discussions and decisions on what we end up doing.
Okay, so this is something I was also wondering, Boach. I don't think I've ever seen you like write into a little notebook. I've watched as much as I can. I don't think I've ever seen that. How do you keep notes on players whenever you're trying to evaluate them? Do you just say I'm saving paper and I'm keeping it locked up in the ironclad box in the brain here, or how's that go?
Well, mostly, you know, you're just keeping it, you know, in your brain. I mean, you're not writing down notes on your players. You know them. You know, there's times when, you know, during the season, this, things happen that, you know, we need to fix. I write down on things we want to work on.
Okay.
You know, it can be anything. For example, that bunt defense yesterday, a couple of days ago, 3 days ago, and Josh knows he's got to come get that ball. We didn't. But, you know, just little things that I like to jot down. So now during the winter, you know, I have them down as we go in spring training. Hey guys, this is what, you know, as I talk to the staff, these are things that we got to get better at. So anyway, yeah, but for the most part, you won't see me write down notes during the game. I like to get locked into the game and watch it. And if I'm looking down, write notes, I feel like I'm missing something going on. So I just focus on the game. And that's why you have the prep before the game and all your meetings to get ready for the game. So to me, if you're having to write down stuff on what you want to do during the game, you really haven't spent time before the game to, you know, to prepare for it.
So, Boach, when I played, obviously there were no iPads in the dugout, so that makes me really old. What what would happen if you played one game where you said, no iPads in the dugout, we're all going to watch the game, and we're all going to kind of, I guess, call it, do it old school, where everybody's really engaged in the game and not maybe looking at their previous at-bats, or I don't know exactly everything they're looking at on the iPad, but they were just kind of sitting down or kind of standing on the top step and just kind of watching the game and being, like you're saying, totally engaged in the moment of the game.
Yeah, you sound like me during the game. You know, let's throw those iPads away. Actually, yesterday, they were down for the first three innings, so that wasn't working either. And then they came back on. But, no, there are teams that have, you know, taking them out. We talked about that, cutting it down, trying to keep things simple. As you said, get involved in the game, watch the game. And, I'll be honest. I would be fine if baseball said no iPads in the dugout. I would be good with that. There's times when I took the video out in the past because guys were running up, look at the video. This is before the iPads, but you had the video. They run up there and look at it, and then they have to hustle out on defense, or they'd be looking at the wrong thing. They'd be not looking at what they're doing, with their swing or whatever. They'd be looking at the call. So now they're coming out ticked off at the umpire, so they've lost focus on what we're trying to do, and that's win a ball game. I think, that's a legit point there. Yeah, sometimes I think it would be good, just put the iPads down. Let's play like college girls softball game. You see how they're all in a row yelling, screaming.
They got chants.
Yeah, it's fun to watch that.
Now, I know the other night Dane Dunning got removed from his start and there was concern about a dip in velocity. Any updates on how he's feeling or what he's told you about how he's feeling?
He's feeling well. There's no pain or anything. He just says, I know it's not coming out right. And so we had him looked at. He passed all the tests. He's fine there. He thinks it's mechanical. He and my medics are working on some things now to get back where he needs to be with the stuff and the location. When he's throwing well, he's 90, 91 with that sink. It was coming out of 87, 88 in that area. And the amazing thing, going back to that game, is the how well he was staying off the barrel, even getting strikeouts until the three-run homer when he hung that slider.
Now, to stick with pitching, Tyler Mahle went on the injured list, and y'all activated John Gray. I'm curious for both of them. Are you more cautious with Tyler Mahle just because of the lack of pitching and what he's come back from? And then John Gray pitched in relief last night. Do you see him as being, maybe both a starter and a reliever to finish out the season?
Well, he'll start coming up here. I think we got him opening up here in Chicago, I think the second day. So anyway, we want to give him some work before he started. So actually the game, you hate for it to go like that, but it worked out well for John because he could go out there and get a couple innings, get his feet wet again, and kind of prep him for his start coming up. When it'll be kind of sort of an opening where he'll go maybe four innings in that area.
And then in terms of Mahle, do you have to be more cautious with him just because of what he's been through? Or are you like, no, he's good to go. It's just now he's had a different setback.
I think you have to be more cautious. He's come up long rehab. We want to find out exactly, if there's anything going on. And so that's why he's getting this 15 days. Could be longer. Once we find out, all is well with him. I talked to him yesterday. He feels nothing in there. He says, in fact, it feels great today. But anytime you have a guy that's coming off a major surgery like that on a Tommy John, you got to be careful. They're going to have their ups and downs, and they may need a break, and we think that's the case with him.
Well, we appreciate the time as always. Obviously, y'all got a game coming up in about 3 hours, so good luck, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, guys. Good talking with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Boach.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you're looking to spice up your game day grub, reach for the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce. Flavor favors the bold.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.